Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 3 Fatal Customer Validation Mistakes Kill Startups. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering reality. 90% of startups fail, and the number one reason isn't funding or competition. It's because they build products customers don't actually want. Think about it like this. You wouldn't open a restaurant without tasting your recipes first, yet entrepreneurs spend months crafting solutions for problems that may not even exist. The first fatal mistake is what I call the assumption trap. Too many founders sit in conference rooms theorizing about customer needs instead of actually talking to customers. Here's your new rule. Conduct 20 face-to-face interviews before writing a single line of code. But here's the key. Don't pitch your solution. Ask about their current pain points. The magic question is, how are you solving this problem today? Their current workarounds reveal the real opportunity. The second mistake is building too much too soon. Your minimum viable product should test one core assumption, not showcase every feature you've dreamed up. Launch to 50 early adopters maximum. Watch their behavior, not their words. You're looking for customers who use your product 3 times per week or more. Anything less signals weak product market fit. Let me share how Buffer got this right. Founder Joel Gascoigne created a simple landing page describing social media scheduling before building anything. He collected 100 email signups, then added a pricing page to test payment willingness. Only after people clicked buy now did he start developing. Brilliant. The third fatal mistake is ignoring pivot signals. If engagement rates sit below 20%, if customers consistently request the same different feature, if people sign up but never return after first use, these aren't problems to solve, they're messages to receive. Your action step this week: interview 5 potential customers about their biggest frustration in your target area. Don't mention your solution, just listen. Their stories will guide your next move better than any business plan. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.